You have to know what it sounds like with that low G. It's going to sound like, but you also have to know what it feels like. That low G feels differently than the octave above. The minute differences in the embouchure. But if you have the right embouchure set, once you blow the ear through, the lips are going to vibrate at the right frequency. Here we go, low G. Escape. One, two, three, and four, and. Yeah, much better. Much better. One, two, low E, mezzo forte. a great, great rehearsal. Lot of good work done on Sanchez today, tonight. Surprisingly, working on the other stuff that we want to do to raise in the North End, the Shut Up and Dance, the Stars and Stripes, all that other stuff, really well done. Interpreting the 6-8, if we can remember to play that middle note staccato, that those little things like that, but and the turnout is spectacular. So glad, I was so close to picking up the phone and calling Roy and say, Roy, can you do the rehearsal tonight? I don't know if I can make it. I've been up all night for the past week coughing and I can't seem to get over this. But I'm so glad that I did, I was thinking of calling you like from a mile away too. But getting here and seeing all of you, I think we have 32?
33.
Outstanding. The quality is really good. Really good. And I'm telling you, some of the things that you guys did tonight, just, you know, counting you in and just hearing the quality of sound at the first note, all through the ensemble, it was happening. Having a low brass section is just, I just want to sit down and cross my legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for
having us.
Thanks for being a friend.
Yeah, thank you, Roy. Yeah. It paid off. So thanks for your focus tonight. I had a lot of fun, and I thought we got a lot done. And I'm really excited about where this thing is going because it just keeps.
That was short, 5 baritones and 2 more contras too. Yeah.
You know, it just keeps moving down the road. This train is. Jump on the train with us because we're moving ahead. Nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just 1 second. Just reminder, please, your Kowloon tickets really should be by June 4th. If you can sell any tickets other than those two, that would be appreciated. That's really our big and only major fundraiser. On June 4th, I don't have to tell you people because most of you people here all the time, but that's really a critical rehearsal, especially where that first appearance will be the 17th of June. And we do have, at this point, 3 people coming up from Florida, two lead baritones and a contra for that. They'll be here for that rehearsal. So it's really cool, but just keep it going, guys, okay?
And I've got Kowloon scratch tickets for anyone who wants the chance for that. I can just sign you out 10 tickets or 5 tickets or 2 tickets or whatever, and you can just get back to me with the money. If anybody wants any of the scratch ticket raffles, $10 each. We've already paid for the tickets. Everything now is profit.
Severe cold, flu or something. That worked pretty well.
Make sure that whoever doesn't have their polo shirt, you get together with Linda and give her your size at some point. The red polo shirts for the warm weather, August. Jim can take measurements. Linda had to leave, but for the polo shirts. Try to, everyone grab a chair and put their chair back around the table or whatever. Where you get a friend? Just kind of reset the hall back up. Can I gloves.
Yes, sir.